Paraduma, the Domer Yikorim, like we said before. That's why they hold the Goyim will not live with a Paraduma. Therefore, you're allowed to buy a Paraduma for Goyim. Because we're not Chosh, you don't live with a Paraduma because he doesn't want to ruin it. It's worth so much money. But maybe any other carbon, a regular animal, the Rabbanim would agree to Rabbi Eliezer that with Chosh, the Goyim will be Revei, even their own animals. So it's all back to the Kasha. Who does the price before go like that you're allowed to buy animals for a carbon or for Goyim? Maybe these Rabbanim that are arguing Rabbi Eliezer only argue by Paraduma, but not by Shark Karbonis. Tomorrow says, but if so, if you have the Tana that we learned, Loika Mihem Behem the Korban Mani, who could it go like? If you want to say this Svara, who would they go like? Loi Rabbonin. So this alone should be a Svara to say that the Rabbonin argue not only by Paraduma, but by all animals. That the Rabbonin hold the Svara, were not Choshed, the Goyim will be Raveya, their own animals. The Yoid, and secondly, Tanya Behedya, we learn clearly, Tanya Behedya. My oisvele chavrul Rableza, what was the question the Rabbanan asked back to Rableza? The Pasuk says in Yeshayo, Kol Tzayn Keder, Yikov Tzuloch, Yalu L'Rotzayn HaMizbechi. So that you could bring Kabonis, Izad Kan Leplegila B'Chashosha, Avlecha Devadei Rav Psula, Shemamina, that's different, yeah. So it says what? Tomorrow says, V'yoyd, my, yeah, V'yotanya Behedyo, Rashi says, we see clearly, it says, Keder Tzayn, Keder Yishmol, Ksiv Yalim, Izbechi Yalma, Veshar Kabonis Nami Shari, Veshar Petatzer Midla Yale. They have a proof clearly that the Rabbanan argue on Reb Leza, not only by Paraduma, but even by Shar Kabonis also. That the Rabbanan hold, Shar Kabonis, you're allowed to buy off the Goyim, an animal, you're allowed to buy an animal and use it for Korbin, because we're not afraid the Goyim will be Raveya, their own animals. Alright, we'll stop here. Yeah, we're holding the Chov Gimel on the base, a little bit on top. The verse is like this: that Ad Kan, around 4 or 5 lines down, Ad Kan Loi Pligi Ela Bechashosha. The whole machlok is between Reb Eliezer and the Rabbonin. If you could buy your paraduma or for goy or not, is only a machlok that came out now. Whether there's a chashash, whether the goy was Raveya, lived with the par or not. But if we know for sure the goy lived with the animal, lived with the paraduma, then poslo, then it would be mashmi, even according to the rabbonin, it would be also to use this paraduma. It's only machlekes that Reb Eliezer says v'chayshish the goy lived with the paraduma, and the rabbonin said we're not afraid. But if we know for sure the goy lived with the paraduma, mashmi, even according to the rabbonin, then it would be also. So Mar says, so Shmamina, we have a proof then that the Pora Kotchim is Bechi, that the Pora Dum is considered like Kotchim is Bech. Rashi says that means Din Kedushas Mizbech Yeshlazim. The Yeshlot has Kedushas Mizbech. Live subravi to become possible if you are a Reverit. Well, in Yimfidia, who are then to be pointed the Paraduma? The Loi Navko Lechoil Beloi Mum, that you cannot be pointed the Paraduma unless there is a Mum, a blemish on it first. The Afagav, the Lavla Mizbech, Korvo, even though we do not bring the Paraduma on the Mizbech. The Paraduma, the Shechit, is done by the Haramishcha, by the Harazesim. So you're telling me now that since there's a Psul Revia, it must be that it has Kedusha Saguf, that is called Kedusha Mizbech. Tomorrow says why? Because the E kotcher by the kabayis. Because if a paraduma only has a kedusha like a regular kotcher by the kabayis, that means something that owns, that hegdish owns, tam it belongs to the bedik kabayis, like it's avon, like the stones of the bedik kabayis. If so, if that's the pshat, then mimifs lo bo revia. Does revia pasul? Like why does revia pasul the paraduma? So if it's tam kotcher by the kabayis, there's no psul if somebody lived with the animal. So since you're telling me, according to both of them, Reb Eliezer and the Rabbonin, there is a psul if a goy or anybody lived with the paraduma, that it must be the para has kedush kotchim mizbech, and that's machlekes. It's not so simple. Tomorrow says no. Maybe there's no proof. I'll tell you, shani para dechatis kai rachmona, that paraduma is different. Rashi says li'olam really could be kind of a pedia. If you could be paid there, redeem the paraduma, made vahamod of aroch din kotcher bedek habayis alei. It only has luck like regular kotcher bedek habayis that you do not have to wait until a mum, until a blemish comes on the animal. If so, why is the psul revia? So Rashi says, umir linyim psulim. Here, the Torah says that there would be a psul. Dechates kayirachmona lemeinidu chatesi. the Torah calls a paraduma like a chatis, meaning to say the psulim that apply to a korban would also apply to the paraduma. Samar says, if that's true, elamiyat, if so, tivso b'yotze doifen, there should also be a psul if the para, like, was not born properly, but came out like a cesarean, came out on the side. Rashi says, tivso b'yotze doifen, the posel l'shar kabonis, because other kabonis is such a psul, yotze doifen comes out through the side. The Tanya, we learned the Gemara in Bukharis with Darshan, shoroi kesef prat l'klayim, oyez prat l'nidba, ki yivole, the posel says, when it gives birth, Pratli Yotze Doifin, that a Yotze Doifin, the animal that comes out through the side, not the normal manner of birth, it's psul for a korban. So if so, how could, so if so, there should be a psul by paraduma, Yotze Doifin. The Chitema, maybe you tell me so what? Hochinam, it's like a true that way. The Gemara says, no, Allah Matanya, how come we learned? Hekdisha bi Yotze Doifin psula, that if you mark the shapora, that came out through the side to make it into a paraduma, and the Tanakhama says it's psula. However, Rabbi Shimon Machshir, Rabbi Shimon says it's kosher, you could use it for a paraduma. So like, what's pshat in Rabbi Shimon? How come Rabbi Shimon says you could use a paraduma that came out through the doifin for a korban? If you tell him in Achatas Kaya Rachmona, there should be a psul as a korban, that yaitse doifin should be posul. So how could Rabbi Shimon say it's kosher? Samara says, maybe you'll tell me Rabbi Shimon is different. That Rabbi Shimon, the time Rabbi Shimon goes according to his own time. The Yom that Rabbi Shimon says, Yoitzei Doifin Vlad Malyu. Rabbi Shimon Shetariah, that a Yoitzei Doifin is called a good kid, it's called the Vlad Malyu. And this Aloha in Mesechta Nida, the Rashi says, that Stam the Mishnah says, the Yoitzei Doifin in Yoshimaleh, you may Tumma be Meitaira. Tanakama says that if an lady gives birth through a Caesarean, so she doesn't become tummy. And she doesn't have to be a chayav, she's not a chayav a korban later. Rabbi Shimon says, you know, Hareyu ki yalud, Rabbi Shimon Shitri, that the Isha gives birth with a Caesarean, so she, it's like she gave birth normally. V'yeshlo tumma shiva, she's tummy for 7 days, la zochel, shivayim, 2 weeks, from the keva, v'chen yimei toyev a korban. So if so, maybe Rabbi Shimon goes to Shitosa that he'll hold by all korbanos. Maybe a Yotzei Doifin is kosher. A Yotzei Doifin, just like he says, by Hilchas Nida, Anisha is considered a regular Yoledis, that she's Chayav a korban and she's Tomei. So maybe every Behem also, a Yotzei Doifin is called like a normal birth. So Mora says, no. Vom Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon said that Moido Hoye Rabbi Shimon agrees, Linyan Kodshim, by the Parash of Kodshim for korbanos, Shainam Kodesh, that Rabbi Shimon agrees that a Yotzei Doifin has no Kedusha, you can't use it for Korban, it's possible a Korban. So Rashi says, the Gabitum of the Tyro, Ni Mayhudu Kamle Rabbi Shimon Meribah Kosev. It's only by Hilchas Nida, by the mother, there he has a Meribah Kro that says, in the cave of Talid, Hoys of Leida Cheres, the Rabbi is Yotzei Doifin. But by Kodeshim, Rabbi Shimon also agrees that there's a psul of Yotzei Doifin. If so, how could Rabbi Shimon say here by a paraduma that a Yotzei Doifin, if the para came out through the side, it's kosher to be a paraduma? You're telling me now a paraduma has looked like a chattis and it has all the psulim of a korban. Samora says, Ela shani paratoya, paraduma is different. Hoya lo mum posubo, devar erba be avoidizor nami posubo. It could be like maybe a paraduma does not have a loch like a chattis to say all the psulim of karbonis apply to paraduma. Maybe no. That's why maybe Yotzei Doifin is kosher according to Rabbi Shimon. But I'll tell you, Reveya though, if you live, you had znus with the animal, here it's possible. Why? So like Morris says, just like a mum is possible by a paraduma, so a devar erva, if somebody had znus, if a man lived with the paraduma, or else the Avodah Zorah, if you were neved, you worshipped it for Avodah Zorah, it'll also be possible. So Rashi says, in Elishani par hoyle mum possible the verb, so it's impossible, the chsiv, ki moshchosom bom mum. And the Morris says, the chsiv, the posik says, ki moshchosom behem mum. And by this parasha of paraduma, and it says, mashman is a psul of a mum. So the Torah says clearly, if there's a blemish on the paraduma, you cannot use it. It says, so, just like there's a regular mum, who would in a nevad, or a raveya also is considered like a mum. The Mara says, but Tona Devera Bishmuel. Devera Bishmuel taught us to learn like this, that Komokim Shnemer Hashchosa, wherever the Pasuk says word of Hashchosa, destruction, here also it says, Ki Moshchosom Behem Mum, Ein Vela Dvar Erva Ve'avoy Dezara. Va'erva means znus, and avodah zara is included. So dvar erva, how do we know what dvar erva is nus? Or here by this paraduma, if a man was roveyerit, how do we know it's possible? The chassid the pasuk says ki hishris kol boser is darkei al oritz. Here the pasuk says ki hishris kol boser is darkei al oritz, and it was talking about there about znus. So you see, losna vashchos applies to znus, and the avodah zara by this by the vero of avodah zara, the chassid says pen tashchisun v'yasisun mechem pesel. Says in loshon of pantashkis, loshon of ashkosa me'avodah zara. So that's the pshat. The reason why everybody agrees that a roveya makes the paraduma psul is because just like a mum, if it has a blemish, the pasuk says ki mashchosam behem mum. There's a psul mum be paraduma. So pasuk uses the loshon of mashchosam. Any ashkos also passes. So if they never they worship the paraduma, or if they roveya live with it, that also makes this para psul to be a paraduma. He is Moses Bahop Paranami, Hoyolo Mum Paisobo, since the Mum Passels, so therefore Dvar Erva Vyabas Chachovim, Paslibo. Gufa, what we just say before, Tony Shayla, Shayla learned, my time with Reb Lezer, before Shayla wanted to explain what's the reason according to Reb Lezer that he says, a paraduma, it's possible if you buy it off a guy. The Sirkos Pasik says, Damra B'nei Yisrael, V'yiku. It says, Damra B'nei Yisrael, V'yiku. So you're making a drosha, b'nei Yisroel yikhu, v'ein ovi g'chovim yikhu. Yeah, again, so Kashrius here, it says, the Shaila learned, that it says in the Pasuk, dabro b'nei Yisroel yikhu, so it makes a drosha, b'nei Yisroel yikhu, v'ein ovi g'chovim yikhu, that you can only buy the paradumu off a Jew, and not off a guy. Yikhu here means you have to buy it off a Jew. So that's why Reb Lezer holds, it's possible if you buy the paradumu off a nakum. Marius, is that true Elamiyat? If so, when the Pasuk says in Shmois by the Nedavos of the Mishkan, it says Davo Bnei Yisrael v'yikuli Truma. It says in the Parsha Truma v'yikuli Truma. It says Bnei Yisrael. So you want to tell me Yochinam here also that Bnei Yisrael yikhu v'ein avi gachavim yikhu, that the Jew could only buy these matonas, the matonas for the Mishkan could only be bought off another Jew and not off a guy. Comes out all the things you need for the Mishkan are you possible to buy from a guy? Is that true? Tichitem, if you want to tell me, Hochinam, it's like a true. I'll prove not like that. V'yomer Rav Yudah Amar Shmuel, Shol v'Shreb Loza, the Shreb Loza Kashem, Ad Heichan Kivud Avin. Till how far does it go the Chiyuv to give respect to your parents? Rashi says, Kamoda mitzuva li zoye b'kibud avein. How far does it go? The first has to have respect, to give cover, to give honor to his parents. And the answer was, Omer lehem, he answered back, Tzuru, come out and see, Maroso oive kechovim echot. Go look at one guy, the way he acted to his father. Oive kechovim echot li aviv, be Ashkelon, in place of Ashkelon, the Dima ben Nesina Shemoy. This was his name, Dima ben Nesina. Now what happened here? Pamachas, once it happened that Dikshu Mimenu Avonim Le'efod, the Chomim came to ask him for the stones that he had, the precious stones he had for the Eifod. They wanted to buy the Avnei Eifod from this guy, Dima. And they wanted to spend money, Bishishim Rivuya Schar, that he would have made.